everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student-athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence, both in the classroom and in their respective sports, but also for their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our latest winner, senior multi-sport star at Somers High School, Landon Pepe, currently in the lacrosse season. Hiya, Landon, and congratulations to you.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Hey, yeah, the nomination letter speaks for itself, so you deserve to be here, my friend. And also with us today is one of your coaches, Coach Chris Spillane. Hi, Coach.
Hey, thanks for having us on. It's an honor to be here.
Well, I got to say, you all are doing well lacrosse season wise. I was checking Max Preps yesterday, and I saw that you're all 12-2. And I think there's a couple of games left in the regular season. Is that correct, there, Landon? Before you get into the playoffs?
Yeah, two more games. One coming up this Saturday, so it's going to be fun.
Okay, and I see that you've had 131 saves as the goalie so far in 14 games, including recently you had 20 saves against Horace Greeley, and you were named Lohud Player of the Game. And as a team, with you and Ned, all you all, you have over 100 goal differential at 183-78. With the opponents are averaging just about 5.5 goals a game. So that's got to be a nice. Nice comfort for your teammates to know they've got Landon behind them guarding the goal.
Yeah, honestly, it's all about playing team defense. I think I've been able to see the shots especially well this year because we've been, you know, not giving up anything inside. We've been letting the, you know, players play one-on-one defense really well, and we have the guys to do that. And then our offense has been scoring, so it's comfortable knowing that we got guys that can score and guys that can play in front of me.
Well, that's great. That's great. And it's obviously working very, very well together with where you stand right now, almost heading into the playoffs. And you've been four-year varsity, a two-year starter. 2023, you were all-league, all-section. You had 211 saves. You made the Lohud All-Star team. And it's also not just lacrosse, but it is football, where you've been varsity for 3 years. I think you moved up to varsity in what, 10th grade, correct?
Yeah, sophomore year they called me up.
Okay, all right.
And
a defensive end and a tight end. You were a 2023 All-League Award and also back-to-back New York State Class A football championship teams. Now, that's got to be something else. Tell me what it was like. Now, obviously, you can talk to me about winning the first one, but I'm always curious about the second one, what it was like and the pressure of trying to repeat.
That was huge. I mean, especially because, you know, as a junior, I had more of a special teams role. I was, you know, energy guy, but I didn't have that in every play role that I did senior year or as a defensive end. You know, I would actually be on defense. And so doing that every single game with the pressure of, you know, last year's team, we just tried to forget about it. We just thought, you know, we are a new team. We know what we can do, and it's all about execution from there.
And, and I'm sure there's a certain bit of confidence, you might say, to being the team that everybody's gunning for, you know, to almost feel overconfident about that.
Yeah, I'd say we try to embrace the fact that, you know, everybody's going to give us their best shot, and we just got to take them down one by one and not get too overconfident and really kind of focus in on the game plan every game.
And I note that you are the captain of the squad there with the lacrosse team, and pretty much everyone that wins this award, Landon, is the captain of their respective teams. But let me ask you about being a captain. So do you feel any pressure there being the captain? I mean, yes, obviously your play on the field speaks for itself. I mean, you lead by example. But when it comes to the leadership aspect of things, do you ever feel any pressure in that?
Yeah, there's definitely some pressure, but especially with a young defense in front of me, we have two juniors and or three juniors actually and a sophomore playing regular defense. It's, you know, you try to talk people up, especially build their confidence up. And it's been a big role for me, especially, you know, in a season where we've done so well, we have to kind of control how our energy goes.
And I'm sure that, when you were a younger player, you learned from the older players and the captains of your team. Is there anything in particular that they may have taught you that you're able to impart on these younger players now?
Yeah, especially some of the goalies that I've studied under. It's always about the next shot, you know, letting a goal, you can't focus on that. I've always learned 5 seconds, take a walk around the crease, and then it's over, because then you get another shot 30 seconds later. It's a fast-moving game, and you have to keep up with it.
And then you've talked about the younger teammates that are playing in front of you in defense. Anybody in particular, or anything in particular, really impress you and have you say to yourself, you know, you're particularly proud of this squad, and maybe something that you've done as a captain to help out?
I think the main thing that's impressed me is how, even though they're young, you know, we have a sophomore that named Brett Kennedy, who, you know, usually guards the number one attackman of the opposing team every single game, and how each of the defensemen is able to compete physically, even though they might be younger, because they've just put in so much work in the offseason. Their stick skills are great. Their feet are great. They're athletic. They really get the game at such a, you know, young level.
No, that's great. And also, and this has been brought up a number of times with multi-sport athletes, and Coach, I'll ask you this question as well, but it's been brought up by coaches, how much they appreciate having multi-sport athletes on their teams. Now, for you, Landon, what is that? What do you feel about that? Do you feel like you have a little bit of an advantage being that multi-sport athlete, depending on the sport you're playing at the time? You know, if you're playing football, using those lacrosse skills, and vice versa, that somebody who may be just a singular sport player doesn't have?
Yeah, I think there's definitely an advantage. I think both physically, because you learn different skills, and also mentally, because you're prepared for different situations. Football and lacrosse are very different games, but they also kind of, you know, they're the same in some ways. You know, football is very slow compared to lacrosse, you know, different spurts of energy, and lacrosse is, you know, one big game of everybody's running around. But, you know, the ability to focus in on one moment and one play and one possession at a time kind of translates to both.
Okay. Yes, I can certainly see that. And Coach, I'll ask, I'll direct that same question to you now as we turn to Coach Spillane here, when it comes to the advantage for you as a coach to having multi-sport athletes on your team.
Yeah, I mean, I think Landon covered a lot of the big points there in, you know, in saying what he did. But, you know, I know for me as a coach, it makes it so much easier when I can, you know, when a kid is maybe struggling with a technique, or we're teaching something new and you can relate it to a sport that they can play already. You know, you say, you know, especially on the defensive end of the field, you know, you say, hey, what do you play in football? And they say, all right, well, I'm an outside linebacker, or I'm a corner. And you could say, okay, well, the technique is pretty similar to, you know, to how you play press coverage or something like that. So there's a lot of carryover, you know, and to be able to relate to that is huge. And I think, you know, for our guys specifically, I want to say probably we have 32 guys on the roster, and almost all of them have been a part of those championship football teams. So I think there's a lot of, you know, the mental aspect that carries over too. And Landon kind of talked about it, where it's, you know, you've been in these moments before, and, you know, the sports are different, obviously, but you're able to just kind of bring them back to those moments and say, hey, you know, it's the same thing. You got to settle into the game, or, you know, you're playing in a big game on a Friday night, and you know, you still have those same emotions, right? And you still understand how to handle those. So it's a huge advantage.
Yes, and for coaching Landon, as you have been, what has that been like? You know, to see where he's where he may have started to where he's ended up now.
He's easy, you know. He's been great. Actually, so this is our first year as a staff, you know, with all of these guys. So okay, coming in the winter, you know, I knew who he was just because, you know, he had played so well last year, and, you know, knew the name, and then, you know, getting to know him, it's easy to see why he was great last year and is having the great year that he is this year. And we've, you know, Coach Hirsch and I, we have asked these guys to do some things that are completely different than what they've grown up doing lacrosse wise. And, you know, Landon's been at the forefront of just taking that head on and running with it. And it's been so huge to our success. I mean, these guys, you know, when we started in December, a lot of these things that we were asking them to do were, like I said, were very different. And, you know, they never stopped to say like, I don't think that's going to work. It was always like, you know, they asked questions to really dig in deeper and understand what it is that we're trying to do. And, you know, Landon, especially as a goalie, it's, you know, we play defense very different than most teams. And, you know, he didn't bat an eyelash when we put that in. And that's been a big reason why we've been able to acclimate so quickly and have the success that we've had.
And that's great. I mean, and a huge bonus to you all for being able to start kind of fresh and have a player like Landon there waiting for you, you know, so nicely done.
Makes it easy.
Like you said, yes, exactly. Easy. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD, and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Somers High School multi-sport star Landon Pepe, and Landon, with this award also comes the academic side of things. And I see you've got that pretty much in hand. Well, you know, I'd say a 99 average would explain that. And also, you're one of the top students in your class. And your letter talks of your high academic achievement, and wow, 8 AP courses over the years, 11 honors or accelerated courses, and 2 dual enrollment classes, which I'll assume is college level courses. I see the National Honor Society, Math Honor Society, Science Honor Society, English Honor Society. I'm not even sure if there's any honor societies left that you're not a part of. And also, you've won awards in excellence in engineering, pre-calculus, and physics. And according to your nomination letter, it says you've got the academic success, in classes like math and science, but also in the humanities, and that you don't take classes just for the look of it, but you take what's in your heart. So tell me, of your classwork, what is it that does really appeal to you?
I'm a big problem solver. So I love, you know, whether it's in, you know, math class is, you know, definitely the basis of it, but it goes on to different classes, especially English, when you're writing essays. Persuasive essay is a big one. Or you're trying to convince your point to other people. I love to solve problems. I love to, you know, look at a problem and go, you know, really get to the root of where it comes from. And I do that. My favorite class is actually computer science, because, you know, the teacher basically says, you know, we have a task. You need to write a code that does that and go at it for 50 minutes and see what you can come up with. And everybody's got different solutions, and some people might be more efficient than others, but everybody's got it that works. And I think that's really cool.
And what about a class that may have surprised you over the last year or so? Something that maybe you took as an elective that you didn't expect to like as much as you did?
You know, I never really considered, you know, of course I wanted the math and science background, but I never really considered electronics and robotics to be where I would end up in, you know, in college and past that. But I took it as an elective because of really the teacher recommended it to me earlier. And that class was amazing. We got to, you know, program robots, build bridges, you know, makeshift bridges with, you know, different pieces, metal pieces. And I think what I learned from that class is how to be creative in, you know, an engineering field. It's not always a set result. Different people have different ways of thinking, and the more you can collaborate, the better.
That's right. And it's not just, you know, cold, hard numbers. It is actually, you know, like you just said, the ability to be creative within that. So that's, you know, that is certainly, you know, something important to learn. And also, your letter says that you're a volunteer for ABLE Athletics. You provide some experiences for players with diverse disabilities. You've raised quite a few bucks for them over the last number of years. What has that been like, and how did you get involved in that?
So I think it was around late freshman year when they just started, or my late freshman year, and they were just able to cross at that time. And, you know, I got an email from my coach. He said, you know, if you can make it, do. It's optional, but I think it's a really great thing. And they've really just taken off from there. It's an amazing program when you look at the smiles on the kids' faces, and then you meet the parents. You know, I've had one specific kid named Paul that I've worked with for 4 years now, and he's really amazing. I mean, the improvement that you get to see from these kids that don't really have a setting to play sports like their peers do, and how they learn and improve and their eagerness to get better is amazing.
And I'm sure, you know, just the inclusive nature of it, you know, just, you know, so that they can feel that they're not left out, you know, especially when they see everybody else doing something, you know, they may wish they could do, maybe not obviously up to that level, but at least you're giving them an opportunity to do something and cheering them on. That's all that matters. And yeah. And that's got to be pretty rewarding for you.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, they teach me so much, like, especially, you know, I talked about problem solving. They're incredible at it. I mean, you talk about people who, you know, some of the daily tasks that we think of every day, some of them just don't, it doesn't come to them very easily. So especially in a sports setting where all you're doing is trying to, you know, find the best way to pick up a ground ball, best way to shoot it, they have the answer always. And it's, you know, they teach us so much about finding different solutions to different problems.
And it's great to have something like that. It really is. And it could lead into my next question, which is usually one of the last questions I ask. But you're obviously a very busy fella. And I know you mentioned to me earlier that you're going to be heading to Boston College. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, so that's, big congratulations there and a lot to think about. But do you do anything, and this is usually where coaches get a little bit of a giggle, do you do anything to give yourself a break, to take like 5 minutes just for a bit of a breather? If you do, what would it be?
I'd say the big thing for me is actually I love cooking with my mom. That's been a big, time of leisure. We find different recipes online, and that's been a big activity that I've kind of picked up over the last couple of years. I used to make, when I was 8 years old, make chocolate chip cookies when, all I really did was be the taste tester. But, as the recent years have come on, I've really started to enjoy doing that with my mom's a hobby.
Well, that's great, man. That's great. And being able to do something with family like that is even better. So Coach, before we wrap things up here, how about you talk to me a little bit more about Landon?
He's incredible. It's really, as you're listing off his resume, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, when does he sleep?
Exactly.
Really, and then to hear, that's a new one for me. I didn't know that, Landon, that you were so into cooking. And just to hear, I think it's so hard, especially nowadays, to be somebody who's so well-rounded and so able to do so many different things, because I think there's a lot of specialization that's pushed athletically and academically, right? And even personally to some extent. But, Landon really is, he's a Renaissance man, and he's been an absolute pleasure to coach. And as, a coach who works with kids all the time, you think about these kids as they go on when they leave you, right? And how are they going to impact the world? And it's like, whatever Landon decides to do, you just know that he's going to knock it out of the park. And he's somebody who is just really going to leave a huge mark, in his life and the life of others. And it's, again, to be able to touch so many different aspects of life and to do it so well, it's really rare. And, it's a testament to who he is and how hard he works. And, the respect that he gets from his teammates and the respect that he gives to his teammates is incredible. And it's just, you just can't find something where he's not spectacular. And it's just awesome. And it's awesome to be a part of. It makes us a better team. It makes, us better people and coaches, and, just fortunate to be a part of it, really.
Well, there you go, Landon. This is usually the part where I tell our winner that they can blush now, and it's okay. Nobody can see, nobody can see you, dude, so you're safe. You're safe. But know, though, that there are expectations now from Coach Spillane that you are going to be able to cook him something if need be. So anyway, for Somers High School's Landon Pepe, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, and we'll be back same time again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD. And good luck to you all, Landon, Coach, and the team, finishing up this season strong, huh?
Thank you. Appreciate it.